Did you almost get taken by something? Did you get taken by something? I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you were, but do you want to share it so that others can learn from that mistake? Put your scams out there. Share your scam story, 312-981-7200. Steve Burness is here from the Better Business Bureau. How are you doing, my friend?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You know, I was wondering, I was thinking this has got to be one of the scammiest weeks of the year because everybody's buying stuff online. They're going for the deals and... I just wonder, where did you put this on the scam scale? Not that you have that exactly, but where would you put this?
Obviously, Black Friday is usually the busiest holiday shopping day of the year, actually the busiest day of the year for everybody. But the malls are already filled. I was in Oak Brook this afternoon for a meeting, and the malls are filled with cars, with people. And the National Retail Federation states about 843 billion dollars will be spent on holiday sales between November and December this year, making it the record-breaking year. So the scammers know that as well, and as you know, and also there's bad businesses too. So we do hear about, you know, the businesses that do take advantage of consumers, but again there's a lot of good businesses out there. Unfortunately, just some bad actors that ruin it for everybody else.
All right, let's talk about the Black Friday things to watch out for. A lot of us will be shopping online for something. What are you noticing? What should we know, Steve?
Well, the key is to make sure it is a deal. A lot of time consumers hear that word doorbusters, or, you know, they get into the store and they see this great value that, you know, was now price. The big print giveth, the little print taketh away, Anna. What I mean by that is that sometimes consumers do file complaints with the Better Business Bureau a few days after, saying this wasn't the lowest I could have gotten it for or bought it somewhere else for. So it's important when shopping not only to stick to a budget, you should have a budget before going out, but to know the cost of the item or product itself before purchasing it, because a lot of times those doorbusters just get you into the store. They only have two or three items of that value, and then they want you to switch you to something else once you get into the store as well.
So you show up. They say, no, we're out of that, but we've got this over here. That's how that one works?
That's how that one works, exactly. The doorbuster sales user, there's only two or three items sometimes, and sometimes there's a lot more. So you got to read that ad, look at the small print, big print giveth, little print taketh away on that. And when things are on sale sometimes, then, as you know, you got to ask the refunds and exchange policy. I think most consumers don't realize that refunds and exchanges is just a privilege. It's not a right. So it's up to you to ask that, is their store policy? Because if it's an end-of-year clearance sale or something like that, they may not have a new refund policy, which would make it harder for you to take it back if somebody didn't like it after Christmas or whatever it may be. So be careful and read that fine print.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones here. The number is 312-981-7200. If you come across a scam, let us know about it. Let's Paul, you're on WGN.
Hello. Hi.
Hey. Hello.
I have been getting these calls for the last 3 weeks. Somebody about U.S. Customs government saying they seized drugs in my name. They got credit cards in my name. And one time they said I had $80,000 they found in my name. Yeah.
Doesn't sound legit to me, though, Steve. What do you think?
It is not. They wouldn't do that by you sending you an email like that. They want you to click on the link or to call them. U.S. Customs does not work like that, Paul. They wouldn't notify you through an email.
I knew it wasn't right because they say, oh, you've been to Florida, you've been to Cancun, we've got this stuff in Texas with your name in it and everything. I knew it wasn't right.
So you didn't respond at all, Paul. You just said, you know, you just took note of it.
I got phone calls.
Mm-hmm. And does it sound legit, or was there some other weird thing about it that made you suspicious, other than...
Oh, yeah, with the drugs and the $80,000 and the credit card.
That was enough, right?
Yep.
Well, thank you, Paul. You know what's interesting? Because sometimes we hear these and we laugh at them, but obviously they're doing them because they work at some point. You know, when you start seeing these repeated... Like the grandparent scam we talked about months and months ago, I thought, well, come on, how would someone fall for that? But then when you really start hearing the details and you start seeing there are victims out there, it's pretty unbelievable, Steve. You see it all the time.
Yeah, we see it all the time. It happens, and people, you know, like you say, sometimes look the other way and don't, you know, pay attention to these scams. But somebody's being affected by it, and that's why you need to let the Better Business Bureau know about these particular scams. But again, yeah, sometimes we laugh at them, but unfortunately, Anna, so many times, we've seen consumers lose their life savings on these particular scams or end up into some other problems with identity theft. And It can take years to correct itself. So if you see a scam, report it. And unfortunately, the scammers, the only way they keep doing this because people are falling for it. Once we stop giving the business, it will go out of business themselves, mm-hmm. hopefully.
That's what this is the way this helps. 773, I recently received an email. It looked like it was from Chase Bank. Real logo, everything looked legit. It said, I agreed to deposit several hundred dollars into an account and gave the name of the person. Obviously, someone I don't know. Looked totally official. They want you to get to click on that link. Isn't that right, Steve? We've seen these. I've gotten these, too, from different banks and different, like PayPal, I think, sent me one of these ones.
It is, exactly. They want you to click on the link. They can do so much damage with that link. Once you click on it, you give them access to your computer. They can put spam and malware on your computer. If you think it's a legitimate offer or a legitimate email, rather, from the bank or Chase, call Chase directly on the back of your card that you have or the number you find online, not from the particular scammer, whatever number they leave in their email, because normally, you know, they want you to do something quickly. They don't want you to think about it. They want to actually do something in 30 minutes or less. And again, that's the what we call the tip-off to the rip-off, mm-hmm. is that quick action without asking anybody or thinking about it.
Yeah, they manufacture a crisis. And you think, oh my gosh, I didn't want to give $200 to someone else. I don't recognize this person. Let me click the link. And that's how they get you. Kate's got one. Go ahead, Kate. You're on WGN. 312-981-7200.
Hi. This folds right into what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. For the last few months, I've been receiving emails from CVS Pharmacy, but the email address that it comes from is some far out weird address. Mm-hmm. Plus, the logo is similar, but not the same. And the point is, if I am about to get a huge reward from CVS Pharmacy, mm-hmm. who I don't use anymore, if I give them this information in an email, you know, bank account, that whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, I know CVS Pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad I got in today because I haven't heard you guys mention something like that, because that's really personal information.
Yeah,
with meds and everything.
It totally is, and people would think, well, it's from my pharmacy. Well, you know, I need to share this information. Thank you for that call, Kate. I had not heard of that, too. Steve, are these on your radar, the pharmacy-style scams?
Yes, they are. They're using their well-known brand names. Again, it's not CVS doing this. The scammer is using their names. And they want to, anytime they ask you for personal information, you know, CVS is not going to call you and ask you for information they already have. And a bank's not going to call you and ask for information that you already have. And if you feel you're giving out too much information, that's the key, is that they can steal your identity in some way, even from the smallest of information, or they build a file on you. Again, my identity is stolen, Anna, you know that. And there's nothing I could do to prevent it. But don't give people more information that you possibly can to steal your identity in any way. I'm glad that Kate didn't fall for that.
I am so glad she didn't, and I'm so glad she called about it, because I think when you're dealing with your pharmacy, you are used to giving personal information, and that's why it might seem more legit. Got a text yesterday, 630 says, I have a lot going on, so I did click on the link. It was Jesse White, Secretary of State logo. I immediately erased it, but I did click on the link. Am I okay? That may be more of a tech question, but what advice do you have for people if they say, you know what, I clicked on it?
Most of the times when you click on look for the Jesse White or the Secretary of State emails, they want more information from you, like your driver's license, social security number. But there could be an instance where they can put spam or malware on your computer by clicking a link. So it's best to do a check of your system, do the virus check on your system, make sure they're up to date as well. But most of the times, again, not all, is when they actually, you know, will, you know, just ask for personal information. This is, we got to be worried about if they put spam or malware on your computer, and you should have that looked at. If you don't know what you're doing, you can have some professional look at it as well.
Okay, more of your scam calls. We'll take those. More of your texts and calls, I should say. 312-981-7200. What are you seeing out there? Is there a scam that almost got you or did get you that you'd like to share with others so that we can put it out there? Steve Burness and the Better Business Bureau back with more in a moment here on WGN. Jerry's got one. Go ahead, Jerry. What's yours?
Morning from Amazon, mm-hmm. and it said that I was sending a $549 rifle to my friend in St. Louis, which I don't have any friends in St. Louis, and I don't order rifles. So I did check it out with Amazon just to be sure that this was a scam. And of course it was.
Yeah.
But luckily, I do not click on anything unless I'm sure of what I'm clicking on.
Isn't it amazing how suspicious we've been trained to become? Just everything. I'm like, wait a minute. I think that's the way to be, unfortunately. I think that's what you got to do. Jerry, I'm glad you didn't fall for it. I'm really glad. Thank you for putting it out there. Oh, go ahead.
85-year-old grandmother. How could that be?
Good for you, the tech-savvy grandma. My mom's 80s, and she's up there. She's figuring this stuff out, too. You got to be to protect yourself. You got to do that. Mary's got one. Go ahead, Mary. You're on WGN. Is Mary still there? Mary, can...
I'm here.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. Go ahead.
Hi. They're both through Facebook. One is Facebook Messenger, and ironically, I just got it right before you started talking about this. It'll be from a Facebook friend, and it'll say, is this you in this video? And it'll ask you to click on a link. Don't click on the link.
I've seen that one, too. I have definitely seen that one. And it is so, you just so want to. You're like, oh, is this me? Well, let me see.
Was I in a video? Yeah. And then the other one is if you're selling something through Marketplace, somebody will ask you about the item you have to sell and say, what's your phone number? I'm going to send you a code, and I need you to answer me with this code so I know that it's really you. I made the unfortunate mistake of clicking on it, and my bank account was hacked because I keep the information in my phone, which I am not doing anymore. Right, so I had to cancel out my debit card, get a new one. There was charges for $218 charges to my bank account.
Mary, when you say you keep your information in your phone, do you mean like they went into your contacts and got your password? Do you mean they got into your app on your phone? What was it?
So under my contacts, I was keeping all of my banking information, my routing number, my account number, my debit card number, which was really stupid. But I have an iPhone, so I thought I was protected. So that was a bit of a mistake. So... people should just beware. I mean, you know, unfortunately, there's so many unethical people out there to steal from others that it's just terrible. But those are two of the big ones for me that, you know, getting hacked was not fun.
No, sounds like it. Thank you for sharing, Mary. And that is words of caution for sure. Boy, getting into your phone and getting your banking information, that's rough. Let's see if we can get Russ in here. Go ahead, Russ. You're on WGN. What are you seeing?
Hi, I got an email letter from Chase, allegedly, saying that my ATM card had been frozen, and I was debating on calling the number. I almost called, and I said, nope, I'm not going to do that. So I called Chase, and they said, no, your ATM card is fine.
Oh, gee. Sure enough, you called. See, that's the thing. That's what Steve Burness always says. Thank you, Russ. Thanks for reporting that one. Steve Burness, you always say that. Turn over the card, call the number on the back, don't click on links, don't reply, don't give information. That's really what you got to do.
Exactly. Zero trust almost with those links. But what Mary brought up, that good point, that's a new type of variation of scam where they actually ask for that code. And what happens is they get access to your Google phones. And then they have access to your phone on your cell phone. They go into your contacts and your banking information and start stealing from your account. Anybody gives you a link with asking to enter codes for security reason. And it happened, one of my friends called me yesterday. And it happened as soon as he put a card for his daughter online. They called him back. Oh, I just want to verify it's you. You're saying who you are. We're going to send you this link. Just click on it. And luckily, he called me. And luckily, you know, unfortunately, Mary, you know, didn't check that offer out or before doing it, but it happens. People, you know, you just think it's how easy. I mean, this is 4-digit code. That's how simple could it be? And what happens is they start getting access to your phone and your contacts, and it can be damaging, like what happened to Mary.
Thankfully, she figured it out. I mean, before there was too much damage, but boy, you can just imagine how damaging that could be if they actually get access. BBB.org, report your scams, and also you've always got the latest up there, Steve. Letting us know what's happening. So I appreciate you for that, sir. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
We'll talk
happy
again.
Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk again next Monday.